We'll start with the sugya of a masla, pesha osar, and pesha hiter, and a masla. Afterwards, Beis Hashem, we'll get to the halacha, simin kuf pei hei. The Mishnah says in Ksubis Chavveis, Ha'isha shamra, ha'isha zish, ha'yisi, v'grusha ani, ne'emenesh, ha'pesha osar, ha'pesha hiter. And then the Gemara continues, Mar says, Tan Rabbanu, ha'isha shamra, ha'isha zish, ani, v'chal zirom, ha'pnuya ani, ne'emenesh. A woman that says that she's ha'isha zish, and afterwards, not exactly clear when, she says that she's a pnuyo, she's believed. I voshav yanaf shechatich ed yisuro. Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna kigoyin shenos namas l'dvoril. That in a chanami, betim she wouldn't be believed when she says eishes shani and then she says pnuyani. However, kigoyin shenos namas l'dvoril, she's believed. And the Gemara continues afterwards. Bo minei shmo miriav. Omer tmeani v'chazor materani mahu. Omer le af bezu im nos namas l'dvoril ne'menet. Also by nido, not just by eishes shomro. A woman that says Eishes Ani, and then she says that she's a Pnuya, she's believed. Even by a Nida, who says, a woman that says that she's a Nida, and afterwards she says that she's Tahira, she's believed with an Amasla. And the Shaila is that why Bechlal do you need an Amasla in these two cases of Eishes Ish and Nida? L'chura, why don't you have the din of Pesha Asar Pesha Hiter? The same way that it says in the Mishnah that Eishes Shomra Eishes Ish are Yisi, then she says Grushani. She's believed because of Pesha Asar, Lachar, in these two cases also, she believed al Pesha Asar. So the truth is, the Rambam, when he passes this halacha in Gerishin, Hilchos Gerishin, Perikid Beis, halacha Aleph, he mamash brings the din of the Mishnah, Isha Shomra, Isha Shani, Ha'isi, Vigru Shani, Ne'emenesh, Pesha Asar, Pesha Hiter. The Magen Mishnah brings down from the Ramach, it's really brought down on the side, in the Frankel Rambam, they bring it down on the side, that he's Ma'ur, he's Magia, on the Rambam, Vos Epis, that the Rambam said this halacha without any hagbalah. Isha shomer, isha zish ha'yisi, v'chal zomer grushani, isha nemenes. L'churra, she's only nemen toich chidei diber. And he's matmi on the Rambam, vos epes that the Rambam is not magbil the halacha dafka toich chidei diber. L'churra, that which she's nemen is only toich chidei diber. The Rav HaMagid, after he brings him down, he says, luli demistafina amino, that she'd be nemen afil lacha chidei diber. That whole din of toich chidei diber, that's even when she's being choizer from what she said beforehand. If she says that she's a Eishes Ish, and then she says that she's a Pnuya, that's a mamish astira to what she said the first time. She has no nemanis unless it's Teichidei Dibur. Teichidei Dibur, we always, Karmelam Mechola Terekula, Teichidei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. Memele, she's allowed to be choizer from what she said, Teichidei Dibur. The chidish of a Pesha Asar Pesha Hiter is that she's neman afilu lachir Kedei Dibur. Why? What's up is that Bama she's Neman? Because she's not being chorizer from what she said. She's matting herself mitzad acher. Eishes ish ha-yisi, v'gushani. She's not chorizer be'etzem from what she said. She's being oimid in what she said, and she's being mat herself mitzad acher. However, the Ramach understood that no, that in Echanam you only believed techid edibur. Kum tois, the machleik is reshain, whether or not there's a din of pesha asar la'achid edibur or not. And be'etzem the Torah brings this down, in Evin Ezer, simin kufnen beis, he brings down really three shitas, benegeah to Pesha Asar. The two shitas that are just mentioned, or you believe, the Dafka Teichidei Dibur, or even Achidei Dibur. Then there's the third shita, which we don't go with La'alacha, is if you're Asukin Baisa'inyin. As long as you're Asukin Baisa'inyin, then Teichidei Dibur, of when you finish being Oisik Baisa'inyin, then you have Nemanis. But after that, you're not Neman. The invokes Geita Machlekes, whether you're not believed, even Teichidei Dibur, Achidei Dibur. So the Ilm saw, the Machna Ephraim and Rav Chanan, they both say the same history. That the Shaila is, what's the Ne'emanus of Pesha Asar? Is the Ne'emanus of Pesha Asar midin Migu? Migu di boy Shasak? She didn't have to say anything in the first place. And we would have been miming her that she's a Pnuya. We wouldn't have been a Chayshish Bechlam. A woman that says, Eishes Ish Ha'yisi. And then she says, Gushan. So she didn't have to say anything, and we would have named on that she's a Pnuya. The fact that she says that Eishes Ish, she has the Recht, she's a Migu, that she didn't have to say anything. And Memela Iboy Shasak, she would have been believed that she's a Pnuya. So Memela, when she says afterwards, Vigrushani, then she is in a Hanami, she is believed. Then she is believed because she could have been quiet and had the same Ne'emanis. Memela, it's the Ne'emanis of Migu. The Ne'emanis of Migu, we say, Migu Lemafreya Le'amrinan. The fact, if she would have said, Eishes Ishani, and then afterwards, a day later, she says that she's a Grusha, Zichr, she doesn't have a Ne'emanis, Alt Midin Migu. The whole din of Migu is only, it's a Koyach HaTayin or Ne'emanis, whatever it is, it's a, that din of Migu is only, maybe it's a Ne'emanis, you could say differently. He names on that it's a Koyach HaTayin, the Koyach HaTayin is that it's Zavka B'Shas Tamaisa. Afterwards, you don't have any recht to say it. Migu Lemafreya, Lo Yamrinon, and in a chanam you're not going to be believed after teich de diber. Masha'in kein, the Rishonim that hold that you're never going to feel after teich de diber, they hold that the din of pesha asar is not a din migu, it's a ne'emanis. And why? Where is this ne'emanis from? Because without you, we would have no idea b'chlal if this is asar. The whole isser is gebait on what you said. Kol kama that you're the bailim to make the isser, you're the bailim also way to take the isser. That ne'emanis is gezok tivaron even after teich de diber. That's not mugbal, that's not midin migu. That's because you're the bailim, you have the recht to say whether or not it's asr, whether or not it's mutter. Kokama, we have no other idea. There's eidim, like the Mishnah says, zikr, you have no nemanis. Kokama, that you're the one that shafts the isr, zikr, you're believed, even lachri de diber, to say that the isr is only what, to be magbal, to say whatever it is that the isr doesn't apply in this case. The shayla is, what's pshat in the manda omar that holds that Pesha Asar is only a Terech Dibur. Very good in Echanamit Midin Migu. Why do I need a Migu? L'chura, you have the Nemanis of Terech Dibur. The Gemara says, Bava Basra, Nidorim, Pezayin, says that V'chol HaTorah Kula we paskin that Terech Dibur Kedibur Dami Chutz Mi Avodah Zarah V'Kedushin Megadich and Avodah Zarah, Kedushin and Gerishin, they both have the same halacha. But V'etzim V'chol HaTorah Kula we paskin that Terech Dibur is Kedibur Dami. And you're allowed to even be Chayzeh from what you said, Terech Dibur. Ebazay, for Vos Davman, why do I need the din of Migu of Pesha Asar? Lechor, you always have the Namanas, the Terech Dibur. Betan Rishonim as the Kasha, the Rav Magid brings down the Rishonim Alein as the Kasha, the Rajban, the Sugya, and Subis, and Chobbeis, he has the Kasha. And they say, Pelde Kavar, they say that in a Chanami, the whole din of Terech Dibur, Kedibur Dami, is only when you're being Choyzer from what you said beforehand. If you said that Esha Sishani, and then you said Pnuyani, then in a Chanami, that's a Chazar, it's a steer to what you said beforehand. That you have an amanas terech dibur. Masha'in kein, if you're be'etzem not being chayzer from what you said beforehand, if you're not being chayzer from what you said beforehand, you're being magbal what you said beforehand, then you have no amanas al tzedin of terech dibur kedibur dami. Then you have no amanas al tzedin of terech dibur. Terech dibur is only when you're being chayzer. If you're being aimed b'diburcha and you're being matur mitzad acher, then you have no nemanis to teichid dibur. The only nemanis is because the nigo of pesha asar. V'advarim rav senigra lechera asvara fucha. This is exactly the svara. These exact words, this exact svara is the svara that the Rav Magid gave to say that you're neman nefilu lachid dibur. Because you're not being sayser of what you said. If you're being sayser of what you said, that's in a teichid dibur. That you're not finishing the dibur till after teichid dibur. So b'meila that'd be chayzer. Mashenkin when you're being oimid b'dibur chan, you're just being matur mitzad acher. In such a case, in a chanami, you should be neman even lachid de dibur. Zokta the Ramach, zokta Rashba. No, fakert, exactly fakert. Then, if you're being oimid b'diburcho, then you're not allowed to be choizer. Then you're only allowed to be choizer. To be oimid b'diburcho and to matmi tzaracher, then you have no nemanis al tzedin atrech de dibur. The only nemanis that you have is al tpesha asa. What's the pshat? Ken zayin that the pshat is al pi the ran in Nedarim. And what's pshat on Terech Dibur? The Rishonim bring down, Ran, Tosis, they bring down, what's the epis that Terech Dibur is Kedibur Dami? Where does it come from that you're allowed to be chayzer from what you did, a woman that makes a neder, and then she's chayzer Terech Dibur? Where do you, what's the epis that you could be chayzer? L'chor, you already shafted Nesir. Zokter, they bring down from, Ramban brings down from Bein Utam, that it's a takonos chachomim. Chazal or Mesakin, for a Talmud who is buying something in the store, and in the middle of having a dealing with the balabas, and all of a sudden the Rebbe comes in and he says, Shalom Aleichem, Chaim Yanko. So now if you're going to have to stop in the middle and answer him back, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Umari, so then you're going to lose the deal, or you're going to have to be, you're not going to be able to be choizer afterwards because you already finished the deal. Memela, Chazal or Mesakin, that you always have that yecholus to say, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe, and get back to what you're doing beforehand. And since it was going to get over here, so Leif Lagarban, and they said it's everywhere. Applies even by Nedarim, applies even by Isur Daraisa. What's that? That we could say, how could he say that? Takanas Chachomim. Lo Yitiknu Chachomim Lakar Dovim and Atar Bekum Vesey. Memela says the Ran, a great Yisrael, Zok there, that any time that a person says something, he doesn't have a smichas das in what he said until Achir Dei Dibur. He's always, it's nothing is certain. It's not 100% until Achir Dei Dibur. Memela Terech Dei Dibur, you're allowed to be chayzer because you never have a smichas das in what you're saying. Mamela, you're always allowed to be chayzer. That's a din daraisa. On a daraisadik level, we never look at your dibur as a kavua until after kadei dibur. Ebazay, how you could say that's found in these rishonim. The reason why pesha asa is only nem on terech dibur, the din of pesha asa that you need a terech dibur. You have the din of terech dibur. Terech dibur is only when you're being chayzer from what you said. then you could say that I didn't have a smichas das, the first thing that I said. When I said eishes ishani, it was without smichas das. Mamela, I'm being choyzer from that and saying that I had no smichas das. But kokama, that I'm being oimen bidiburi, and I'm tying what I said beforehand was emes, and I had smichas das at the time that I said it, then you have no right to be choyzer. In a chanami, from that you can't be choyzer. You want to matter mitaracher and say, now I'm a grusha, but be oimen bidiburcho, then you have no right. The only reason you believe this is because you have a migu, pashasa, pashasa. Ken Zayin, that is the lomdis of the whole din of a maslo, that it says that there's a chilik between a woman that says tmeyani or she puts on begadim. What's the chilik? In fact, the tour on the Ramban. What's the chilik? You're going to tell me that a woman that puts on big dinidus, it's more chomer than a woman that says tmeyani? So in Echanami, Ken Zayin, that it is. That when a woman says a dibur never has smichas das. Be'etzim, we see this musik, talachak de dibur. But be'etzim, we see that a musik, that a dibur doesn't have smichas das. Ken Zayin, that a maisa does have more smichas das. A person wouldn't do a maisa till afterwards. Even though it could be that second dibur zim, but when you get to maisa, but ikar, it's when you get to diburim, that we say such a thing. The kitzur Ken Zayin, that's a machlokes. Kum tois. There's really three dinim of ne'emanes that are still dvek here in the sugyo. There's the din of toichidei dibur, which is kedibur dami. There's the din of pesha asar pesha hitter, and then there's the din of a maslo. We asked, what do you need the din of a maslo? You always have the din of pesha asar pesha hitter. The answer is, according to the Rishayim, that whole Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter is only Teichidei Dibur. It's Pasha why you need the din of a maslo. Lachidei Dibur. But even according to the Rav Magid, and the Rishayim that the Torah brings down, Pasha says that's the Lashon of the Rambam also, the Stimus Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam is even Achidei Dibur. You're never also the din of Pesha Asa. That's only when you're not being Soyser what you said beforehand. You're being Magbo what you said beforehand. There's the din of Pesha Asa. Eishet Tishani, and then you say Grusha. Eishet Tishani, and then you say Grusha. You're being Matar Mitzarach. You're not being Choyzer Be'esem from what you said. Nishbeisi v'tahirani. So you're just being magbul that which you said. In a chanami was nishbeisi, but I'm still tar. That is neman afilu la'achak dei dibur. But kokama that you're being soiser what you said beforehand. A woman la'achak dei dibur who says eisha sishani, and then afterwards she says pruyani, or she says nishbeisi, and then she says lo nishbeisi. That you have no nemanis. That l'kuli alma you have no nemanis. The only way that you could have nemanis l'chero is dafka in a case where you have an amaslo, then you have nemanis. The shayla is, why does a masla help? What's up with a masla helps? Where do we ever find that an eid echad says, the mashal that I gave before, an eid echad says that something is chalif. The halacha is that it turns into chalif, and it's also for everybody to eat. Now, what happens if the next day he comes back, and he says, no, that which I said that it was chalif, was only because there was a large fellow there that was on a diet. And I know that if it was shuman, he would eat it. And I know he doesn't want to eat it. So my male, I said that it's chalif. But in the chanami, it's bemis, it's shuman, and it's mutter. You talk a lot of bichurzer. You ever find that there's a din edim afterwards? Edim come in and say that Shimon owes Dovin $100. They come back the next day. They said no, it was all for a movie shoot, and you could even see the cameras in the back. It's not true. Zichron they're not believed. That's the din lechurer of even shigish shuvan echurzer magid. That there's an emanis in bezim. Where do you ever have an emanis that you're allowed to be churzer from? Kokama that there's a din emanis, whatever it is. Shami nashay. So then vos epis that you have an emanis afterwards with an amasa. So the Chavetz Das here, and Betzim the Cheshik Shlomo here in the back in Ksubis, the Betzim say the same Yisrael L'Chayra. There comes in Metaritz the Shaila that all the Rishonim ask. The Shita brings down from the Rashba, the Ritva. The Marsha here asks the same Kasha. He says that L'Chayra is Shver. What's found in the Gemara? The Gemara says a woman that says Tana Rabbanan. If a woman says Eishes Tisha Yisi and Eishes Tishani, and then she says that she's a Pnuya. The halacha is that she's never with a maslo. Then Frek Shmuel to Rav, what's with the din? If a woman, a nida, says that she's a nida, then she says that she's ter, she believed. Says Shmuel, af bezum nos na maslo d'rein emenes. Two shalas, really the same, shtayim shem achas. What was Shmuel asking? If it works by eshes ish, zikr works by nida. If a woman by eshes ish, by the chomer of eshes ish, it works in a maslo. Certainly by nida it works. And what was, and Shmuel the same thing in Rav, really. What was Rav answering? Af bezum nos na maslo d'rein emenes. What's the af bezul? The chorus of kol shekain. If it works by eishes ish, it works by nida. So the Rishonim already have answers for the shayla. The Rashba and the Rav, the Ritva, they say two different chalukim. They say by eishes ish, there's no way for the woman to master herself. And if she doesn't give an amaslo, if we're not going to be maimon the amaslo, then she's going to be asur for loyalam. Memelo, she has neimonos with an amaslo. Mashayinkin by nida. So then, go be tevil. It's a davar sheish lamatir. The same way we pass in that safak derabana lekula. However, the Gemara says in Beis on Avdale then when it's a dover sheyesh lematirin, then we don't say safek derabanan lekula. When you could wait a little bit of time and it'll be mutter afterwards, so we say acha teichlena beheter teichlena beheter. Why be semich eat it when it's usher now? Wait till it's mutter and eat it beheter. The same thing over here. Even though the din of safek derabanan is lekula, but sometimes we say no, don't farlazach on the din of safek derabanan lekula when you have a way to do it beheter. Same thing over here. Don't farlazach on the amasla. You're right, and amasla helps. Don't rely on amasla kol kamas the davar sheyesh matir. Agav, this gets into the big shayla that comes up. We'll see it in Hilchos Nida also. It was actually last time around. This was one of the shaylas some of the Olim took faher by took a smicha b'chino by a moitzir in Yerushalayim, and this was one of the shaylas that they asked him. Is the nida a davar sheyesh matir? Really came out the other way. By a sefer kesem, what's the halacha? Safek derabanan lekula. So he asked him, is there any reason that you should be machmer? So the answer is, yeah, it's a davar sheyesh matir. Safek that we don't say safek derabanan lekula when it's a davar sheyesh matir. And then he asked him, is there any reason why we shouldn't say that it's a davar sheyesh matir? The famous tzlach, and this comes up many times in halacha, the shaila is whether or not we pass like this la halacha or not, however it's a great yisurid, and that is, we'll just give a practical case. You don't know if 6 hours passed. And you want to have milchiks? Do you say safek derabanan lekula or not? Do you say it's a davar sheyesh matir? Says the tzlach, he said, in numerous places he says it's a yisoid, he says it in Beit Zalman Afdalad, and he says that the holding of davar sheyesh matir is dafka when you have an egg, and the egg is batel b'rayv. However, it's going to be mutter, it's on yontif, let's say. It's going to be mutter after Shabbos without the din of bittel, after yontif without the din of bittel. There we say, achat techlene bittel techlene beheter. You have one egg, and you can only eat the egg one time. The halach is, don't eat the egg now when it's aser, eat the egg later. But let's say you have something which you could be nena from now, and you could be nena from later. We don't say wait till later to be nena from it. No, I want to eat it also b'isr and also b'heter. I want to be nena from it now, and also be nena from later on. Ma'ase shoya, that there was a chair in a hotel, that they lit a Shabbos licht on top of the chair. After it became a bus. Afterwards, the guy cleaned up all the chairs, and they piled them all up. So you have 5,000 chairs stacked up in the dining room, and you have the slightest there with this one chair that became a buses for. Is the darabanan, safek darabanan, batel reif? No, it's a davar sheyesh matir, after Shabbos be mutter. They're all the chairs are also, all 5,000 chairs. Answer is, according to the tzlach, no. It's achat techlen b'is, you don't have achat techlen b'is techlen b'heter. I don't want to use a chair just after Shabbos. I can use the chair now and after Shabbos. The same thing by Aisha was an idah. Instead of being mishamash, why wait till afterwards? It's a davar sheyesh matir. Don't tell me it's a davar sheyesh matir in a week. You can be mishamash there now, be mishamash there in a week. It's not a davar sheyesh matir. But klapi the din of amasla, it has maybe the chaymer in a chlamy. You shouldn't be samech on the amasla kokama. We have a way out. The other teretz that the Rashba gives is that the Rishonim give is benegah to specifically over here by nida in a chlamy by eshes ish. There's the taina that she couldn't have said for this case. For example, as bar in the gemara, people came to her and they wanted to be mekadosher, so she had to say that she's an eshes ish. But when it comes to her husband, she's talking not feeling well. Why does she have to say that she's a nido? Just say, I don't have koyach. If it was really true what she said before, if it wasn't true what she said before, and she should have told the truth. I mean, the truth is going to bring it down to Rishonim, and the Shittim who has to bring down Otu Shmuel Yev Anaslo. She says she doesn't have koyach. She doesn't have koyach. Why can't she tell the truth? And the Meilo, they said I can't sign by a nido. You shouldn't be in a chanami and a maslo. Wouldn't work. That's how the Rishonim go. The Chavos Das goes differently. And this is how the Cheshek Shlomo goes. And they say that there's a chilek between the ne'emanis of a isha who says eshes ishani and the ne'emanis of a woman that says that she's an ida. A woman that says she's an eshes ish, why does she have ne'emanis? Shavi enach shechtichet yisur. That's not be'etem a ne'emanis. That's a din that you have a koyach to ask something on yourself. It's not a din ne'emanis be'etem. Masha'enke, a woman that says that she's an ida, that's the din of a sofralo. The gzeris akasav of a sofralo is that a woman that says that she's an ida, she has ne'emanis. Memeil kokama that she has ne'emanis. Then in a chanami, the same way that an eid echad up there has no nemanis to say that it's chilev and the next day come back and say that it's shuman, so too that woman that says that she's anida, she has no nemanis afterwards. L'chura, she should have no nemanis afterwards to say that she's takanan anida, that she's tahirani. Because it's not a din of shavi and afshi over here. It's a din of nemanis. Mele Gemara says, frekt shmul terav. By nida, do we also have the same din? By nida, which is a nemanis of the sofralo, do we also have the same din of a maslo? And then he says, yeah, an af bizu nemanis. And the shaila is for us. Why takes she nemanis? The chayyur kokama that she has edus, a din edus, she shouldn't be nemanis. Zok there, in a chanami v'safrila is a din nemanis like a eid echod. However, even an Eid Echad, it's only if an Eid Echad gives Eidus and Bezdin, there you have the Koyach of Eid Echad, the Kim and Shege Chuveni Chayzer Magid. He's not allowed to be Chayzer. Outside of Bezdin, the Nitaki could be Chayzer. Even an Eid Echad could be Chayzer. Really says the same thing by a Nido. If a Nido would say it in Bezdin, that she's a Nido, in the Chanami, Shitaki wouldn't be able to be Chayzer. But now that she said it, Labailo, Nido Shama Labailo, it's Meani. It wasn't in Bezdin, it's not a Din Neimonist. Bechlal, she doesn't have to come on to the Safra law. It's not a Din Eidus and Bezdin. And Mamela, she's allowed to be Chayzer. She's allowed to be Chayzer from her Dibra of Tmeani. Mamela Zokter, if you this, the Chilik between when does an Amasla help? An Amasla helps when it's a Din of Shavi Anaf Shechatichi Di Yisuro. So then an Amasla helps. So a Isha that says Tmeani, then Chutz Lebezdin, even if she doesn't have the Ne'emonis of Eid Echad, but she has the regular Din of Shavi Anaf She. The regular Din of Shavi Anaf She, an Amasla helps for. When it's not a din ne'emanis, it's a shavi anafshi, it's something which is only clapping me. So in Nirchanami, you could say, clapping me, I said that I'm master. Clapping me, I'm mastering myself. With what? With what recht do you have to master yourself? With an amaslam. Or else you have a din of shavi anafshi chetiv al-yisur. Masha'in kain, if you have a din ne'emanis, then in Nirchanami, your master taka is not going to help. The male is up there, that's pshat. In the chilik between, hukhsukonida b'shkin yoseh, that she's taka not ne'emah, but she's not believed afterwards in amaslam. Why? Because when it's hukhsik or nida b'shchein yosel, when all her neighbors know that she's a nida, then it's kilo as she's a maid in Bezdin. Hukhsiko. It's mamish has the same choymer as the Haggadah of Bezdin. And when as a choymer of Haggadah of Bezdin, then in a chanami, you're not going to be an emon with a masla afterwards. That's the whole chilik. Is it a din of shavi and afshe, or is it a din of monis? Kokam is a din of shavi and afshe, you're an emon with a masla. If it's a din of monis, you're not an emon with a masla. The shayla is, this is all fine and dandy, lefi, the chavis das. But yodua, the ktsois, in Simulama Daladala, that says, he brings down the Marim Leib, and he says, that what's the din of Haidos Badin Kamei Eidin Nomi? So, Yeh Shirman, that's the din of Nether. If so, then Lachari should be able to be Chariz Al Adi Shailo. Din of Matano. He says, no, that's not the din. He says the halacha of Haidos Badin Kamei Eidin Nomi is an emanus that the Torah gave you. It's a din daraiso. By Moedim Miktas, you said, Ki who's there, Rashi says, Haresha Somach Al Miktas Haidosai. Haresha Somach, the Torah is Samech on Miktas Haidosai. That means that a person has an emanus to copy himself, the Torah gives a person an emanus. Memela is a din daraisa, the person is an emanus. Zokter, vili nira, the tishdin of shavi and avshay, chadicha di yisura, has the same din as Haidos Baldin. It's a din emanus. And memela, kokama that it's a din emanus, then in a chanam it's not a din neder, you can't, there's no, it's not efshe b'shaylo, it's not a din matona zikr. Din of shavi and avshay is din emanus. Fida, ptois, it's din emanus. L'chari had is a masla help. But zikr is not a sira. The ne'emanis over here is not an ne'emanis klapi achrim. You're right that it's an ne'emanis, but the whole chashivis of an ne'emanis that we say that you're not allowed to be chayzer is only when your ne'emanis is klapi somebody else. Then it has a chashivis of hagodas edus. An eid echad that says something is chaylev, it's nagiyah to everybody else. A woman that says to her ani, a woman that says tmeani, it's not nagiyah to anybody else but them. But nagiyah to her husband, yeshlein why, what right do you have to ask her? What right does she have to ask her husband? When she says Tmeani, it's only din shavi nafshi chetichi disur, how could he ask somebody else? You have to say that nichlal in the v'safrlo. But the even according to the Chavis Das, zikr the ne'emanis of shavi, the ne'emanis that he says that an amasla doesn't help is only when it's an amanis clapi somebody else. Then as a chashivas of edus, but an amanis is only clapi yourself. In the chanami, it doesn't have chashivas. Meil zikr you have an amanis according to the ktsais. You do have an amanis when you say shavi nafshei chetichi disuro. Can't say it's in the raiso. However, the amas, since the amanis is only klapi yourself, mamela an amaslo is neman. However, lemaiso the ktsais taka does not go this way. The ktsais in shmaiso in perek vov he's mayrich b'negeit this entire in this whole sugyo perek vov all the way to yotes. He speaks about it. He's got an emzon like talgoytim yibarach here on the chavis das that the eid echad taka. A neman to say an amasla, even in Bezdin. In Eid Echad, in Bezdin, is neman to say, is neman to give an amasla. Why? Because it doesn't have a real din of Eidus. Why? How do I know that Eid Echad doesn't have a real din of Eidus? Even an Isha is neman. Even Psuli Eidus are neman. Memela, there's no din of Eidus. Memela, you're allowed to be chayzer even with an amasla. It's a big shalom to get to Eidos Baldin, whether or not you're allowed to be chayzer with an amasla. The Maisa, so he says, what's chat in Nida? First episode by Nido, she's what was the Havamina in the Gemara that Nido should be different? L'chara nida's loygara from that's not any better than eid echon. And if eid echon is nemu with an amaslo, so nida should be nemu with an amaslo. Zok there, the nekuda of what defines whether you're not believed with an amaslo, he actually brings down the same Rambam that Chavos Das brings down, is whether or not it's huchzak hadover al yidei the eidus. When the eid echon says something and he turns it into chalev, even if it's in bezin, he's allowed to be chayzer. But if it's, he says it and after 30 days, this is the pisrei tshuva which is brought down. The chok is mechaykik, that if something is nikva yidei 30 days, then in echanami becomes huchzak hadover, then in echanami you're not allowed to be chayzer yidei amaslo. It's kilo as if it was ready gepaskin, and then you're not allowed to be chayzer. That's what it is. Ish v'isho, all the cases that were brought down, that they're machzik themselves, kilo as if they're a husband and wife, or a mother and a son. In these cases of a huchzak, in echanami they're nemenis. But meila, a woman, even if she says that she's anida in bezdin, he's chaylik on the Chavos Das, even if she says she's anida in bezdin, she's allowed to be chayzer, because not huchzak adover. However, if when she says she's anida, and afterwards it's 30 days, she waits 30 days, in echanami, it's such a case, she's taku, would not be able to be chayzer. The law of HaMaisa, so the Shevi Levi, taku goes, in echanami, in such a case, we pass like the Shemaitza, connect the Nesivus, we pass like the Shemaitza, connect the Chavos Das. And in Chanami, the yisurid of whether or not an amasla helps is whether or not it's considered huchzak hadover or not. Huchzak anida b'shchein otzel, so then the shayla was maybe by nida where she has an emanas of a sakhalog, there's a huchzak. Samara says, no, there's no huchzak hadover. Until there's a huchzak anida b'shchein otzel, then it becomes huchzak in 1 minute. You don't need 30 days. However, if you just said tmeani, it's not huchzak hadover, and in Chanami, you'd be neman ayadei an amasla. Kum teich, there's teich yidei diber, which is teich yidei diber, that's an emanas to be chayzer. Lach yidei diber, you have an emunah to be magbul that which you said. Agav, the mafarshim matmiyah on the etzem din. A woman that says eshishish hayisi, and then she said grushani. You're not being chayzer, you're not being magbul anything. The first time around, you said eshishish hayisi. You never said that you're chlal. Why do you need any amasla? Chlal peshasa. That's what they ask. Peshasa is when you're being magbul what you said, either teich yidei diber or feel lach yidei diber. And the din of amasla is when you're being chayzer from what you said, lach yidei diber. There are now nevertheless it's a maslo. When do you believe it's a maslo? Only if you have no nemanis like the Chavos Das says, or it's not hosa gadovar like the Ksoy says. That's in the source of the Shmaisa. How does it play out? Halacha l'maisa. Simin kuf behesef aleph. Ve'isho shibachez kastameo. Also loy lova yelah shetemer loy tovalti. The halacha is a woman. This is really coming off the halacha in Simin kuf behedalid. That a woman who's becheskes tahara doesn't have to say that she's tahara. She's becheskes tahara. However, a woman that's becheskes tmeo, you left town and she was tmeo, you came back 2 weeks later, she certainly had enough time to be tevil. Nevertheless, she's a suru since she left her becheskes tmeo, she's a suru until she says tavalti. She's nemenes after that amount of time to say tavalti. Now, is this lashon, the Eilam Meis, is this lashon of tavalti dafka? So we actually didn't see the Gemara, but we will see it this week. Beis Hashem and Aleph and Beis. The Gemara does not say Tavalti. The Gemara brings down this halacha and it says a woman that says that she's Tmeya, she's not a woman that you left her Becheskes Tmeya. She's Becheskes Tuma until she says Tahirani. She says Tahirani also, that's fine. She doesn't have to say she was Tevil. And you have to choishish that maybe she forgot. And in Echanami, Tahirani is also enough. Now, how about Tahirani? Is Tahirani Dafka? Do you need a Dibur? L'chor the Pasha says, you shouldn't need a Dibur. As long as she's Merameh, that she's Tahara, and in Echanami, she's Nemenas also. The problem is, the Chavos Das, the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chavos Das, that, Afilu Sheicheves Etzloi, Loi Mahani Ashatomer Loi Beferish Tavalt. Even if she's Sheicheves Etzloi, it doesn't help until she says Tahara. Now the Shaila is why? There's a Chiv Dibur. Where do we find that there's a Chiv Dibur? You can't be, if you do sign language, it's not good enough. That's a Dibur Be'etzem. She writes it down. That's also a Dibur. Ksiva Kedibur Domi. But she passes something. She gets into bed. L'chura, Vav V'shechevas Etzloi. L'chura, En L'cha Dibur Gadol Mizeh. Vav Sefer says that shouldn't be Nevan. The truth is that the Achreinim are Batsam Ha'er, that's Lech Masimlo. He's Chaylik. And he says, where do we ever find that there's a Din Dibur? And Zichur, the whole Chiyuv of to say Tmeani, to say Tarani, is when you have no idea what's going on. But if you have... You've been home for the last 2 weeks, and she became an Ida, you know when she became an Ida. And she counted 5 days, and you're taking her Hefzik Tire and all the rest of the Dikas to the Rav. And she left 45 minutes ago to go to the Mikvah. When she comes back, there's any Safik wherever she went, what was going on. There's no Tzad, Zikr, she's a Chesus Kashus, for sure that she went to go to Mikvah, Kokama, that she passes something to you, she's Shechevet, that's like, Zikr, that should be Neman. And in Echanami, Yitakan Emzon, that Yitaka do not have to, Shechevis Etzlai, Dibur is Lavdafka, and Yitakan Emon. The Aruch HaShulchan goes the same way. He says that if she passes something, that's enough. And he says, Kimdumani Shebenoit Yisrael Boishes Loimer Tavalti. He says, Kimdumani, that in Echanami, they're embarrassed to say Tavalti. So Zichr, as long as they pass something, that's enough. They don't have to do that. So Shevet Alevi says, Keinu Sugi Da'almo. That's how we go. La'alach la'maisa. I wasn't makdim for the newcomers. Maybe a little hagdama to halacha, which you don't have so much time, so I'm not really going to do it. But just to be makdim, how do we paskin here in this chabura? I try not to. However, basically what I try to do is bring down the shitas and bring down what the minhag olam is. Where it's not clear, I'll bring the two shitas and might leave it open. But l'chor in such a thing like this, Kundumani, the Shevet Levi says Sugi Dalma, and that's how many of the Paiskim say. He says there, if somebody wants to be machmer to say, to ask his wife or to have that she should say Tavalti, there are those that are machmer. He says Kenu Sugi Dalma. So the Pritarius says that Lamaisa also. He goes that that's good enough. That that's fine. But the Shulchan goes like that. That in Echanami you do not have to say Tavalti as long as you do something to be Meramez, then that would be good enough also. Now certainly in a case where the husband asks her, "Were you tovel?" and she nods her head. That's lekuli alma. That's fine. Zecher even lefi the chavetz das. Now I just want to say one nekuda, and I think it's emes. The chavetz das over here, if you medaktik well in the chavetz das does not say ba'o v'shechavetz etzloi. He says v'achilu shechavetz etzloi le'mahani etshtem rele beferish tavalti. Now if you look at the chavetz das, where's the makor for the chavetz das? He says kidemavur b'teisvis. In fact, Lechem Nesimla, you told me Taisins, you didn't tell me where in Shas. And he brings down that Chacham Echad told him, and this is how now all the Mefarshim have it, all the Shulchan Aruch have it. It's Taisins on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Taisins on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says that if a person comes in from out of town and his wife was Becheskes Tomei, if he got into bed, even if she's awake and she's Shecheves Etzlei, Afilu Arav is Shecheves Etzlei, you're not allowed to rely on that, you have to ask her. Even if you left her, becheskes tyro, then you are getting into bed and she doesn't say anything. In Echanami, you're allowed to rely on that. However, if she was becheskes tuma and you got into bed and she doesn't jump out of bed, she doesn't say anything, don't rely on that effect. You have to ask her. Now that's only going, she didn't do any maisa. She just didn't jump out of bed. In such a case, in Echanami, you're not allowed to rely on it. Because in such a case, she didn't do any maisa to show, it's a shevel altas, it's not a kumvese. Masha enkin, in a case where it's bo vishrecheves etzloi, then in a Hanami, in such a case, that is considered a Maiso. Eilach a Maiso, G'dele Mizu. The whole Raya that he has from Taisus is only talking about a case where she didn't do a Maiso. He's not learning out there. Here it doesn't say, Bo v'shechevas etzlai. If you look at the Lashon of the Ramah later on, Rakshi, Bo v'shechevas etzlai. Here it doesn't say, Bo v'shechevas etzlai. And the Pesach Tshuva actually brings down, in Pesach Tshuva, Kuf Peidalad, Tivko, and Chav Zayin. The halacha is, Isha sheyesh levesta liyomim vigiyash asvesta also lover le ad sheyesh aleno. He brings down from the chavizat. Vafilu he ora v'shechavas etzloi. Mikomakom tzarach dafki sheyesh aleno v'teitzim yipia she tera. In a case where she's sitting in bed with him, ora v'shechavas etzloi. That's what we're talking about. That's the lashon of teisus. That's what we're talking about. But if she comes and gets into bed, that zichur ma'isa lule dimistafin amina. Even the chavizat is maskim that's considered a ma'isa and the kuliyama. That's fine. No, that is also, but l'chur mi'chaim rakushi of the achrenim kimdumani that the chavas das taka never meant that. I am being murdered that the Aruch HaShulchan when he brings it down he says bo v'shechavas when he brings on the chavas das. L'mais the chavas das doesn't say it. That the pisa chumah that the chavas das say bo v'shechavas. L'chur is going in the case of Taisus where you're ready in bed. Sif beis v'mhuchzak anida b'shchenosel shurul eveshes v'godim hamiyuchadim nimei nidusa chashiv v'kavad itmeil. Now this halacha is, you know, it's not really a certain gebes maninu that women do not have begotten that are miuchadim for yimei nidus. L'chur, the chiddush of this halacha is that even if she says tahir ani, she has no nemanis because she's ready hufas ganida. It's also been a gea to the last halacha that she would have to say tavalti. She would have to say if it's hufas ganida, even if the husband didn't know. Once it's hufas ganida shkenosel, the only way that she would be able to get herself out of that is by saying tavalti. Like we said, that's lav dafka. If she passes something to him, if she does a ma'isa afterwards, if she comes back from the mikvah, the whole apartment and passes ukedema, then in Echanami that would be considered a ma'isa that you're allowed to rely on. Obviously, if he's out of town in Echanami and Itaka doesn't know, and he has no idea what's going on, then you would have to find out a bureau. This money is also not turning again because people have cell phones and other ways of getting in touch with each other, and usually 2-3 hours don't go by without being in touch with each other. They know exactly what's going on. But in Echonami, that she was leveshes begadim miuchadim, that's not really so negia. It happens to be that there's halacha. Beis Hashem will get up to it maybe at the end of this month. In kuftadi hey sifchet roi lo shetiyached lo begadim lemenidusa kedei shushneim zarechem tamet shinino. There's such halacha that you should be meyached. The Ramah is not chilek shulchan aruch, stam shulchan aruch. It's roi for a woman to be meyached begadim lemenidusa that they should always remember. Now lemaitar, not many people were taught this for some reason. The Torah Shalom says that's not the many goyim. Yitzhak, don't do that. Even if we would, that you're not hoch zganida ayaday. This is something that doesn't have to be big day nidus. It could be that she wears a special earrings, or she puts on a red bandana, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be that anybody else knows what it is. That's not really hoch zganida. And in a chanami, if it's a simin kavuas, then maybe it could help even beinoy lebenol. That we'll see exactly what's considered a maisa and what's not, whether or not a masa will help. Sif gimel. Amar labayla tmeani v'achrikach amar tmeani inen emenis. Im wachrik de dibur. Im nosna masa dvarera koin shemere shalayomar kein tchila alim v'nei shalohir bakoyach liz voltashmi shaitan acheres kitsa bazen emenis. A woman's nemon to with an amasla after, even with achrik de dibur, she's nemon with an amasla. Tech de dibur, she doesn't need an amasla. However, it says the Ramah, "Mikol mokom mishrei tzlachmar lachmi." It means the chassidus. If you're makir that it was machas ketota, and she comes and lies down next to you, then in a chanami, she doesn't even need to say the masla because it's nicker. Avim reu leveshes begadam yuchadim, says machaber, and then in a masla doesn't help. So be'etzem terech deiber, you don't need an masla. Alach deiber, you're believed with an masla. However, if she did hosik or nidrush chenasel, then in a chanami she's not believed even with an masla. Now, a woman that says Tmeani, so it really depends how she said it. If she says that she, how did she say Tmeani? What's the nafkamino? The nafkamino is, what's the minigia the next month with regard to vestas? The woman says that she got her vest. So Nirchanami, she l'churis as a shevet alevi, she's going to be also the next month also on the yom vest, I'll say. If she says just Tmeani, then it's only negeah to now. Could be that she became tamei al tekesim, al tebedika, which is not negeah to a vest. But inam zonen chanami al tzedin of shami anafshi al tzedin of tmeani. Be'etzem, if it's lachri deiber and you have no amasla, then you're going to have to be noyeg isra prisha of negeah to vestus also. The shaila is how much do we nem on this din? Is a woman that says tmeani, then she wants to go to the mikvah. Does she have to be? Is she stable with a bracha? So he says that the Achrenim seems to say that by a suffik nido, that in a chanam, anytime there is a suffik, you should be taken without a bracha. However, Shavya Nafsha can sign Shafsa Din. Kokama that Shavya Nafsha is a din der Abana, that she's kilu tmeo, then in a chanam, if a pasha, she should have to make a bracha. He says, Lamaisa Sarachin. In any of these cases, you could have another woman be Maitse. She's just, there's two bairis there. She says the bracha aloud. You could say Amei. That is one way out of it. There's other interesting ways that when we get up to Havas Tvila, of also getting around the bracha. But that's l'chura, it's a suffix in a chanami, it's not so pashit that she have to make a bracha. L'chura, it's pashit though, in a case where she gives an amasla, and the husband's machmer, midin chassidus, and certainly in that case you should not make a bracha, because we've heard that she's takanema. This halacha of tmeani, is a dafka if she says tmeani, that she's never with an amasla, let's say she says loy tovalti. She comes back from the mikvah, and she says loy tovalti, whatever it was after 12 days. And in that case, l'chura, it's much more shver because she's going keneged a cheskes tumo. In a case where she has a cheskes taro, she said tmeani, and then she said terani, she's being misayeh the cheskes taro that she had until now. But a woman that was tomei, and then she was supposed to be tovel, and she comes back and she says tmeani, so in a chanami, she says it was never tovel, so then she's being misayeh or a cheskes sister that she had up until now. It's not so, in such a case, the pre-day declares whether or not you're nemun. We'll get to it in a minute. Now, what type of a masla helps? So the shach brings down over here that b'etzem any amasla helps. Any amasla, which is acheres k'yitzah b'zeh, she didn't have koyach, whatever it was, she wasn't feeling well, anything k'yitzah b'zeh is nemon. However, the shach brings down from the Rambam that if she said she was joking, that's not a good amasla. And the shaila is, why not? Why is it not a good amasla? So, l'chur the pasha says, because a woman wouldn't do it. This is something that you don't joke about. And Mamela, this is not a good enough excuse to be explain that which you said beforehand. The Shaila is Bizmanenu, that woman would do this. They would say it. They would say to Me'ani, in such a case, in a Hanami, does she have the Nemanis of Amasla, or she doesn't have the Nemanis of Masla? So, the truth is that the Shimon HaLevi says that the Amasla's Tali, the Achrenim say that Amasla's Tali, Uvnus Odelibo, that it's Tali in the Havanas HaLev. Does it look like it's a good Amasla, or does it not look good at Amasla? But Meila, the Aruch HaShulchan, when he brings down this halacha, he says that if the Baal was makir b'shas ma'is, that she said it there as chayik, then in a chanami, she doesn't need a masla. It's not clear exactly what does it mean. Afterwards, when she said, I was just joking, she doesn't need a masla, or even beforehand. The part that Shemayim says, that if it looks le'ini amara, that she was joking, then in a chanami, I call if you raise ini amara, that's what it's telling, does it look like she was joking, you'd have to be able to believe. So up there, he says, however, she should be told, chad v'chalak, as they say, she should be told that this is not a joking matter, and in a chanami, that it should knas her, they should give her some sort of punishment for acting this way. Kumdumani, one poisek told me, that, I don't know, one poisek, somebody that paskins on halacha, I don't know if it's poisek, I don't know if you bring a raya from this. But he said, he once got such a shayla, and to him it was pasha that it's okay, at the end of the day, he says, call me back in an hour. So, Betzem, that was, what was the case? So I think it was the case, they're about to say in such a case, whether or not. This is all fine, l'chera, if she says that she was joking, if you're relying on this part of the Shemayinim, that Bizmanenu in a chanami, l'chera has to be the type of lady that in a chanami would do such a joke. Some lady that's a serious type, and then she, afterwards, in a chanami, she has no remanis, even if she says she was joking. If it's that type of lady, that, she can't go 25 minutes without saying, some sort of sharp line, whatever it is, then in a chanami, you could believe it. The shayla is, what happens if she becomes an ida, and she's counting 5 days, 12 days, and it's their anniversary, and she's waiting, he's waiting for her to come home, and she comes home after an hour and a half, and she's like, you're not going to do this. I went out, and the mikvah's closed. I'm just waiting there, half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, hour and 15 minutes. I'm not going to wait there the whole night. What should I do? Just kidding, it was open. She waited after Tekhid Edima. Now, over here, it's much worse. Here, it's choik, and it's also, she's Becheskas Tuma. And if you think this doesn't happen, you have a thing to learn. Isn't that a great first anniversary joke? She's going directly against her. No. Why her? No. L'chor she had a cheskas tumah. She never got herself out of the cheskas tumah. She let. The shayla is whether or not when a woman says that mikvah is closed. So it's taka not so pashit. The Kiva Eger in the sugya, he wants to tell you that it's not considered that a woman says that she doesn't ask herself. If you could only infer from what she said, that in a chama, maybe that's not considered that she asked herself. Even though that's the pashit of what she's saying. In the case where she said loy tovalti in a chama, in such a case, is she allowed to be chayzer and say? So over here, it's a little bit better because it's efshel levuri. The pre-deah says. He asked the shayla. He says, "Ma'aseh shoya kafay?" That there was a lady that she went to the mikvah. After she came back from the mikvah, she was still naked in her pockets. Then the next night, she said she gave it her masla why she was naked her pockets, and she said that she went to the mikvah. She went the night before it. Says the Prideya that in this case, kenzain is better. He says kenzain is worse because she has a cheska sister. And he says kenzain that is better because. The mice is actually ruined. You could call up the balanit, call up the lady, and find out whether or not she was there. She's going to say, yeah, terrible to her. I know she's there. So she has a raya, like what she said, from calling somebody else up. So, what's that? So he says, even in the case, let's say she didn't go to the mikvah over here. There's certain places that they don't have a mikvah. I have a brother-in-law has a good friend who's in the Ukraine, and his wife had to travel 11 hours by train to get to the mikvah. So nowadays, you could always call on the phone. But he was talking about a case where you can't be mevar. So he says, in a chanami, even if you can't be mevar right now, but since it's efshar levrura, you could send somebody there and you'll find out the next day, whatever it is. So l'chera also, you wouldn't have to call up. Since it's efshar levrura, then in a chanami, you would be allowed to be same mechonet. She's not going to lie if there's a way for you to be mevar. But Meila, in such a case, kenzan in a chanami, she would have nemanis, l'chera. He brings down, he's mitzarif. He's l'chera, the other lady has nemanis. He starts off asking the lady and then he says, if two ladies. It's not clear if there's like a din edus, but it sounds like that you could ask even one of the ladies, and that would be enough. The truth is that he's mitzarf a bunch of different reasons together. He says, "Omnam keis nir lefiyin is daiti demoyal amaslo do afiru neima de becheskes iser loy mahani amaslo." Even if you want to say that becheskes iser amaslo doesn't help, who kiven the efshelo lavar the vareish atavlo meyabalas amerchos ukedoyman, then she's okay. And then he says, "Bechalal he does not a davar bar that it's becheskes iser because it's always she could be tevil." And Bechalal, in this case, she says she never said that she was tmeya beferish. She just she was knowing her chalkis, which would be similar to over here in this case for sure, where she said that the mikvah was closed. Then in a chanami, she would be able to she would be neman. It's absolutely v'ruah. She never said mafurish lechera, and it's nicker that she said it derech schoik lechera. She would be believed if it's nicker to the. I think it was in such a case that the person that was asked said, "Called me back in an hour." That was the knas that they got. That was they were waiting for this for 12 days, and then called me back in an hour. What's that? Oh, in this case, in a chanami, lachor it's easy. She could just go again. This is mamash adam sheish mitzvah. She's able to go right now. But the pasha says she doesn't even have to be terrible again. That's what he names on at the end of the day. Bayimash exafti mikolz and near lefiyin is daiti bor the mehemer b'chi agavna beloy tvi lacheres. That's good. What he's trying to say in a chanami. What's that? I saw a chiddush this past week. First time I think I saw such a chiddush. The Tiferes Yisrael wants a taina that the same way that we say ishta kegufa, we say the bala is kegufa. So you're in it together. Ein mezavgin la'adam ela lefi ma'isov. She wouldn't have take two to tango. But one thing is for sure, they won't do this again. That's really the purpose. Now, what's the halacha? If it's nicker, does she have to give the namaslo when it's nicker? The reason why she said tmeani. So that's this halacha really. If a woman says that she's tmeani, and then she comes back and she says she gets into bed afterwards, and it's nicker that the reason why she said tmeani is because they were having a fight beforehand, then says the Rama in a chanami she doesn't even have to say, since it's nicker, the reason why, you don't even have to say the namaslo, because it's kibbutz she said tmeani. Now I just want to clarify. It's a davar pashut that until she gets into bed, even though you're 100% sure that the reason why she said tmeani is because of the fight, she's asr to touch. She's asr benegiyah, for sure. There's a din of shavu nafshei chatichat yisur. Until she goes ahead and explains it, it's only after she comes into bed that's a mirror of tahirani. It's the biggest raya, not like the shavu zas. Getting into bed is now a mirror of tahirani. Even when she's becheskes tuma, that's ke'ilu mamash. Saying it. That's not what the Chavazat was saying in Sefalaf. He's talking about where Shechavazat said it wasn't Bava Shechavaz. Bava Shechavaz is an Amir of Tehrani. When she says Tehrani, the Shechavaz, does she have to say the Amas La'apafirish? She doesn't have to say the Amas La'apafirish, it's clear. Says the Shach, that which you don't have to say the Amas that's only She'in Tzarech Lifrish. You don't have to be Purish from the Mito. However, if you want to be Meshamish, Koma Adash Levru Mevarinun, and you have to ask for the, you have to ask why the Amas La'apafirish. And he says, that's Pshan on the Ramah. Says the Torah Sashlomim, that's not Pshan Adar Ramah. Ramah says that you're Nemenes. I mean, Dina Nemenes. She has Nemenes. She's Nemenes even without saying anything. Now, the truth is that if you look at the Shach, the Darkei Moshe, when he brings this down, it's very interesting. In the old Darkei Moshe's, could be this what the Shach had, it says Mefurish like the Shach. It says that, Ein Tzarech, Bistamim Hibov, Shechavis Etzli, Ein Tzarech Lifresh. You don't have to be Purish. But Lameisa, the girsa in the Darkei Moshe Aruch and the Magid is Ein Tzarech L'Shoyelo. You don't have to ask her Bechlal, which is Mefurish, not like the Bach and the Shach. You do not have to ask her Bechlal. And what's Pshat in the Shach? The Shach says you have to ask her because it's Efshel Levruei. What do you mean it's Efshel Levruei effect to Olam? If it's Efshel Levruei, so then ask her, jump out of bed and ask her. What do you mean? You don't have to jump out of bed, but you're to be Meshamash, then you have to ask her. If it's Efshel Levruei, get out of bed. If it's not Efshel Levruei, so you don't have to ask her Bechlal. Elamai says the Pshat that you made him that it's Efshel Levruei. Is me dina you're believed. The din of Efshel Levruei is like by Savik Darabanan. Savik Darabanan is the kula. Efshel Levruei tells you, but if you could be Mavar, don't be Semich on the clone. So it's over here. Medina, she's believed. But Meila, she's allowed to stay there, Betzem. And if it's a tircha to get out of bed, the lach is even by Efshel Levruei, we saw last man, if she's sleeping, you don't have to ask her if she's in bed, right? If she has a cheskes tira, for those that were here. And even those who wasn't here, you still don't have to ask her. Why? Because it's a tircha, Rashi says. You don't have to be Mavar, you don't have to wake her up. You believe. So that's over here. Medina, you believe. So really, you don't have to get out of bed because the Medina believes. If you want to go ahead and do something else, you want to be Mishamish, since it's actually Vuri Bekal, then in a Hanami, you should be Mavar. But the Pashtus of the Halacha seems to be, like the Teres HaShlom says, like the Simas HaRamah, that in a Hanami is such a case where it's Nikr, then your Taka believes even without it. Now, Mahur, this Amasla of Ketata that she had a fight is a good Amasla. Shamati, that there was Maisa Shahaya, that a woman got into a fight with her husband, and she said that she is Tmeya. She counted 5 days, she counted 7 days, and after 12 days, she says, I'm not going to the mikvah, I'm tar. I was never Tmeya. It was all because of the fight. So what's the halacha in such a case? So, Bapashas, this is Mefurish halacha. Amasla, Ketata, in a chanami, she has nemanis. In Kimdumani, that's what I heard that the Pesach said. That was the story that I heard that in the Chama the Pesach said about Skatata in the Chama she has she's Nemanis.
I asked him, he said it never happened.
He said that never happened. Okay, so never happened. Either way, I guess we know what we're talking about. Either way, it could have happened, and Lachar, in such a case, you should be believed. That is the Amasa that you believed. The only problem is, if they keep the beds together, Ukadema, and now she separated the beds, is that a Maisa? Lachor, that's a Maiso, and she wouldn't have anybody believed. The question is that the truth is that she's a Migu. She's a Migu that even if she was Tamei, she counted 12 days. She saw in the Chavos Das, and the Makor Mayim Chaim brings down all the Rayas over here also, many Kama, the Kama Rayas. You're not believing it's a Migu that you could have said that I was Tevil. I counted the same amount of days I was Tevil, so I believed we want to say Tayranis. So, Al Migu, you cannot believe. But over here, Lachor, she did a Maiso. Is this Maiso enough to answer her? That we'll get to in a minute. What's considered a maisa? Otherwise, is going to answer. So the halacha is the end of mechaber. The mechaber brings down that if a woman is machzik herself a day levishas big dinidus, then a maisa doesn't help. What's the reason why? So it's interesting. Lashon the Rashba. The Rashba says a person wouldn't do a maisa kuli high. The Torah says what's the difference between an amir and a levisha. So the Rashba says I'll tell you what the difference is that a person wouldn't do avalasis maisa kuli high levish big dinida in a levishas. You're like makhish what you said before and then you're not nemenis. If you said tmeyani and then you said tahirani, that's not makheshes. But if you did a maiso, that is makheshes. I don't understand. There's no bigger makheshes than saying tmeyani than saying tahirani. That's makheshes and you believed if you have an amasa. How come if you put on begodim you're not believed? That's kemakheshes. The answer is when you said tmeyani and you say tahirani, you're makheshes until you say the amasla. When you give an amasla, you're being mazber why you said to me, Ani, so I never saw that you said to me in the first place. Mamela, you believed. That's not macheshes. You're being mazber why you said to me. Mashinga, when you put it on begodim, so then any excuse that you give afterwards is not enough of an excuse for such a maisa. You would never have done such a maisa. Mainly, you're not believing what you said before. It's kilu borrow to us what you did so vite that we don't see your excuse. It's being machesh. The Lashon, just to quote the Lashon of the Chayos Abayas HaKotzer, it's a Pella. L'maha davar deme, l'mi shiyadanu sherosa. It's damn it to somebody that we know that she saw. That she's not believed. We know that you saw. You're giving her some sort of excuse. That's makheshes. We see you being makheshes. And mainly you're not believed. Now, what happens if this is the only way to go? She has no other way to do it unless she does a maisa. She has no other way to show that she's a tmei unless she does a maisa. In such a case, if she's believed or not, she wouldn't have done such a maisa. So if she can't do such a maisa, she should be believed. So the truth is that the shach says in a chanami, that's mevur and simen aleph. The halacha is if a person has a piece of meat. A butcher has a piece of meat. He doesn't want anybody to take this piece of meat. It's the best cut. So he makes a mark in it that it's a trefil. Then afterwards, he says the next day, he says, oh, by the way, I didn't want anybody to take the meat. But in a chanami, it's not a trefil, it's a good kosher meat. Says the mechaber, neman ba maslo. In fact, the shach, you did a maisa there. Why you believed? So he said, in a chalami, because you couldn't do anything else. If you're stuck, you're stuck. It brings down, this is what the Drisha says, this is the Bach says, the Bach, the Drisha, the shach, they all go that if there's no other way to do it, then in a chalami, even if you did a maisa, my havalei lemeva, what can you do? And a maisa is believed. The crazy place, he brought down the Pesach Tshuva, says, no, you're not believed. And he says, I'll prove it from the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hosek Nida B'Shkein Yoseh, Ba'al Alek Lemishum Nida. How could you ever give the Baal Malkis? It's always Asra Safik. Maybe she's going to give it a maisa. Elamai, you never believed. If she puts on big day needles, that means there's no other choice. She's for sure a nida, and she's not believed. Lulei the Mistafina Mina. The Taz also holds that way. The Taz also asks the same question from Tabach and Siman Aleph. And if you look at the Taz and Siman Aleph, and the Taz and Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, in Siman Aleph, the Halach is brought down by the Mechaber, and Kuf Chav Zayin in here, there is brought down by the Ramah. Says the Taz, that if somebody puts an X on a piece of meat, and says that it's a trefo, and the next day he says that it's not, he says, you're not believed. How do I know? Look in Siman Kuf Pei Hei. If you do a mice, you're not believed. And Ramah afterwards. That's your passing Halacha. Ain lis moichal Halacha zu. That's what he says. Not only that, the Darkei Moshe is also mistopic. He brings down the Darkei Moshe alone is mistopic in this halacha. He says, "Ayn simin kof peyeh b'tzarchin." Well, the Maisa halacha, the Maisa, the Rama does bring it down. The Rama brings it down. The halacha simin kof chavzayin. And not only that, like the Shach points out over there, that's this Rama, the Shas Shuvas Rama, which is on the Gilyan at the end of the Rama, which is brought down. He says, "Chia gavne dikol ramasa tliya b'acher v'lo hoisi choyda lasas b'nei acher b'vali mahani." Even according to the Ramban, you're believed if it's iach shalasas b'nei acher. And not only that, the Meiri says this lahedio. The Meiri in Ksubas Chavbeis, the Achronim didn't have the Meiri. The Meiri in Ksubas Chavbeis, he brings down the Luz that say that if you do a mice, you're not believed. Aval nearly, he says, Hakol if you chayzik ha-masla. If you have a really good amasla, and you're believed. And the Chanami, the whole part is that you wouldn't have done it. If your masla is so good, then I don't see that you're being makish. And you're talking Eman. The Meiri in a case where a woman separated the beds, the only way for her to do it is she's not going to sleep in the same bed, right? There's no way for her to say that she's Tameya and not separate the beds. Meiri, she has to separate the beds. In such a case, in a Chanami, L'chura, she would be believed. Now, Ken Zayn that Bechlal, and let's say she didn't have a ketatah on. She separated the beds. Is that considered a maisa? Maybe that's not considered a maisa also. Some of the person want to say that's a maisa koldu. That's not really considered a maisa. There could be other reasons why she did it, or she had a suffix, and the suffix she did it. It's never advised that she's for sure. A woman has a ketatah, she's not sure. She did it because she doesn't know. She separated the beds. For sure? No, she had a suffix. Mamela, that's not such a raya brura. And Mamela, Kenzan, she doesn't even need an Amasla when she says that she's her. This is, what? That's also, yeah, the question is, if Begadim, so, the Taz brings down that the Begadim, the Chaymer Begadim, is not because you did a Mice, it's because everybody sees it. And Mamela, since everybody sees it, what were you saying to be knowing like this? You're very good that they're going to find out your Aser, they're not going to find out about the Amasla. Who cares if they find out about Amasla? They're all going to be just at a crazy place. They're all going to be mocked at you like you're a Nida. You never do such a thing. Mamela, if anything which is done, even if you didn't do a maitzah, if you give a hachraza, you got on the bullhorn in camp and you said, oh, by the way, right? That's also enough to make it that an amasla is not going to help afterwards. Zikr, that's when she gets into throwing a tantrum. What's that? Yeah, so in a chanami, so Kenzan, that none of this is compared to a maitzah. The beds, anything like this, it's not considered a maisa, it's a maisa koldehu, and that's not considered really such a chosh of a maisa, that's not a big maisa. She doesn't accept something in public. Maybe she was, or in private even, or whatever it was. Any excuse that she gives, any she's really terrible, I didn't want to. I'll tell you that. That's not really a raya mukhachas. There could be other reasons why she didn't accept it. Mamela, that it's not considered enough of a maisa. Those are a machmer, but many people say, you don't even need a maisa, that's not considered a chosh of a maisa, and that's not a problem. Now, let's say you did something b'tzibur, a ma'isa b'tzibur. For example, they tell chasan and kala, even if you're not masliyev the first night, however, still by Sheva Brachas, you should be naig yisr. So Mela, they're putting stuff down, and everybody sees that they're not passing anything, and they should be passing, you should be passing a venture, and he didn't know what to do, and he let it drop, and b'chulo, en l'charaya g'der l'mizu, that they're asr. And then they want to become mutter the next night. So in such a case, l'chara, that's zikr you have there, Amal. That he knew about it before and she knew about it before, and not only that, everybody else knows also. That's what that's the psak is. Really, that's not a bechlal. It's not a riot. Since that's the whole part of hofsky and or something which is betzibur is because that's what other people think. However, people don't see that. Right? The truth is the Chazon Ish says as he says in Evan Ezer Kuf Yud Daled, he says that it's all telling in the people. He says if you have a town that there's. Wearing big dinidus is not a raya, but in a chanami, zikr, that's not hosaka. It's only hosaka nidus can know that. How is it hosaka? The big dinidus. Big dinidus is not a chazak, it's not. It's telling the way people see it. Anytime that people don't see it as a maisa, that's not considered as a. That's not considered as a raya. Now. Where is it? Yes, no, yeah. They bring down an interesting shadow. What happens if a woman. She wants to go to the mikvah? She's a penuyah and she wants to go to the mikvah. They don't exactly bring down this shadow. They bring down that. Bizmanenu. The din of Esha Sishani, Bechazmer Pnuyani, is not Negea, because Esha Sish covers her hair. That's a Maisa. You do a Maisa, you're not believed. That's the Kul Sganidu Shchenosa. You're not believed. A Pnuy doesn't cover her, Esha Sish does cover her. So there's a way out of it. You could say that she's a grusha, or she could say, but she says that she's a pnuya, whatever it is, she wants to marry a kohen afterwards. She wants to, so then what she's supposed to, her, she did a maisa. And this is not so uncommon, unfortunately, in certain places, where certain people try to dress up to go to the mikvah, even if they're not married, they cover their hair. Then afterwards, she wants to be mechadesh herself. Shaila is, you ace this, you're not ace this. You cover your hair, you're not covering your hair. Is that considered? L'chor it's yefshar bin inacher. However, yeshlein, whether or not that's enough of a kula. So, that would be, I would say it's also shaila's kalchom, but I hope it doesn't come up. Now, there's a midas chasidus, that's just where a practical application of this halacha. Hopefully not. The midas chasidus, the Ramah says, is a midas chasidus not to be believed, not to believe, what's the pshat of midas chasidus? She gave it a masla and she's believed. Why not believe her? So the Rishonim say, Ba'etim, they say the same hesber for the Havamina of the Gemara, why need is different, they say that's where the midas chasidus is. If it was really true, like you said, you would have told your husband. And if it's really true, then if it's true that you didn't have koyach. And also it's a davar sheish matir and it's easy to get out of it, be tevil. Mameila, there's a midas chasidus not to be machmer, not to be semachonet. Now the shayla is, how could you be mafkia the shibut that you have to your wife? You're a midas chasidus, you can't be machmer somebody else's cheshbon. Midas chasidus, you be. So if you look at Lechem Simlo, he asks a question. He says, yeah, in a chanami, can't sign Shmuel as mechila. Now the prayer, that's not the mashmoi, it's over here, bechla, no agbala. Lechem Simlo himself in Kupay Dalet, he says, from the Stimus, Tesis, and the Yerushalmi, is mashmoi not that way. It's crazy what he says. He says, in a chanami, that mashmoi says, he didn't ask for mechila, and even so you believe. What's up, shah? What's for a rech do you have to be machmer? So the truth is that that's really been a gear to any time that somebody wants to be machmer. The husband wants to be machmer to be for the or Zerua. And the wife doesn't want to be machmer. Can he be machmer? Can I get his wife? In all these cases. So there's a story that's brought down of some sefer in Kupei Ches of a woman who went to the Rav with a mara, and the Rav says that it's Torah. Her husband says, no way. I'm not being semich on that. I'm being machmer. Can she be machmer? Can he be machmer? Zokter, yeah, he's allowed to be machmer. It's because that's the derech of the parish, that he's going to always be, he's going to become a bigger parish, he's going to be oilei madrigas and avodas Hashem. And even if she's screaming that she doesn't want it, she's not neman, she married such a person, she's always neman. Not only that, Allah Almighty has brought down that anybody that has a more often chiyuv oino is not allowed to go down to a less often chiyuv oino from 2 times a week to once a week, except for a poyalim are allowed to go to Talmud Chacham. You're allowed to, even without the rishus of the wife, why? Because to become a Talmud Chacham to be more, that in a chanami, a woman, even without the rishus of his wife, even if she's a medes v'tarachas, that's mashmois, is that in a chanami she's k'pasim simon ayin vav in Ebenezer. Then in a chanami, the chura, anytime you're being machmer in din, then you have no chiv. You have no chiv, you're not being mafkia the chiv, you have no chiv. If there's taka mokim to be machmer, then you're not being maskia the chiv. You have no chiv in such a case, and therefore you're neman. Sif dalet, and with this we'll end. The halacha is, Hayim Hashem Hashem Atahir, Vamalei Nitzmei, Tzipirish Miyad, Chayiv Koresh, Yitziyosei, Yanoli Kibiyosei, Kisa Yasei, Noi Tzipon Yerag Lebaret, Meshoi Balei Disha, Ad Shemos Ever, Poresh Bever Meis. If Rahman Al-Atlan, it ever happens that a woman is pierced the nida in the middle of Tashmish, then in Chanami, he's got to be Purish, and not be Nana Bechlal, and wait till the Ever is Meis. Now the practical application of this is pretty difficult, that a woman should know bevadoyus that she was pierced in nida in the middle of Tashmish, that she knows that it's for sure dam nidus, and if she says that her gashti, let's say she said she had her gasha, even if she feels wet, she can't know that the wet is from dam. How is she supposed to know? So if she says that she had her gasha, the halacha is the chavas pisah brings down the chavas das that she's. You don't have to be perish because it could be that she was argosha. She was mistaken. It was really the argosha shamish, like we saw in the Gemara Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. It could mix up the two feelings. Mainly, you don't have to be perish. Now the achreinim all matmiya, and they said you're right. It's not a vadai, but it's a suffik daraisa. How could you take such a chance? And mainly, parash yimayim or hashulchan, other people parash yimayim is chaylik, and he says that zikr is suffik daraisa, and you have to be machmer, and you have to be perish beaver meis. However, the Bushiyeh says, Bizmanenu, that woman's stomachs, they don't have argashas. In a chanami, it wouldn't have to be a woman that says she has argasha. We don't believe that she really had argasha. And Mimela, she was allowed to be, one does not have to be perished in such a case.
Did
Bizmanenu wouldn't be.
Only because Bizmanenu?
Yeah. The certainly Ziva Zavalach, she wouldn't know. Let's say she was piercing Nida, and he was Purish Machmas Bahala. He totally lost it. He couldn't think. He was nervous. What is Bahala? Is that considered a Shaykh? Is that considered a Meis? Is that considered an Einus? So Aruch HaShulchan over here, and this is really a big yesod for Kol HaTorah Kula, he says Bahala is not a Shaykh. Shaykh is if you don't know the Halacha. The person knew the Halacha, he just wasn't, he didn't have his frame of mind to think about it. That's not considered Shaykh. He says you put it from a carbon. That's more Karev to a Pshia than to a shogig, and maybe that one in half. There's Maisa, somebody told me, actually happened to someone in his family, that was right before Ben Hashmash, right after Ben Hashmash started Friday night, and they saw that the crack pot was not plugged in. It was by the it was like halfway plugged in, but it wasn't on. And they were having a lot of company, I don't know if it was the Shevet Brachos or what, and bang, they just stuck it in. They knew Shabbos, of Banish Mashas, and they knew that it's Aser, but they couldn't, they were so mibubal from it. That's the Chor Bahala. That doesn't have the Din of Shayig. We're going to get to Maisa Shabbos, we're not going to talk about it right now. But that's like, that's the Chor, the Din of Bahala. And now, the halacha is that he should be, if he found that, if he's not Purish, he's wait till the Eber is Mace. He's supposed to be Noyet Siporni Raglov. How does that help you? First of all, it picks himself up from off of the woman, that she's not, you're not going to be Nana from her. However, it also, the Shevet Levi says something interesting. He says that the nerves in the toes are connected to the Aver. And it helps that the Aver should be mates when he does that. Agav, la'alach la'maisa, and Tuf Reish Yud Tes brings down, Tuf Katan Yud Dalet, and Mishabur brings down, that Yom Kippur night, a person should not be Melcham, they shouldn't cover themselves with so many blankets, la'chol apachas, not to cover their feet. And the chimim of the raglaim, taka as a sheikh, to being mighty Zera, and things like that, Mamela. It's one should. It's not just Tamazai. They ask. The Paiskim ask, why Noit Sparna Raglov? It should be Noit Sparna Yodov. And then the Paiskim do ask it. It's just an interesting idea. Now, La'alach Lamaisa, it says that if a person, Mimolei Pachad, Veresis, Alavira, Shabbali Yodov, you're just learning these. This is the Makar for Hilchas Tshuva. Batem, La'alach Lamaisa, is right over here, and in Simin Shalom Adalet. The Pella of a person that's over in Isser Shegig, Isser Beshegig, fast 40 times, fast 72 times, if it's amazing. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says in Shimla Medal that a person that's over on an Isser Shegig of a Derabanan, Shegig of a Derabanan, he should fast 40 times. There's the Nesivis that says, you don't have to chayiv kapar, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Allah fasts and lechol maisa, fast 40 times. Agav, interesting idea, they bring down that, I'm not sure where the Makar for this is, maybe it's an Arizal or somebody, that staying up an entire night learning is Machapar one Isser Kar. We shouldn't come to this, but good idea to know. I saw the question was asked, and one of the priests said, in a chum, he says, you know what, mihoyt tzeir, this is tzeir, but I've heard this before. Now, where is this halacha negea? Yes, negea, we hope that it's not negea, but it's yes, negea, two more common cases, is one of them is brought down over here, and that is the Pesach Shur brings down from the Chavetz Das. What's the halacha if a person chaps in the middle that it's a oinas havest? What is he supposed to do? Should it be Purish? Be'er Chai, right away, or should he be wait till the Aver's Mace? Says the Chavetz Das, he should be wait till the Aver's Mace. It's also to be Mishamish, and Mela wait till the Aver's Mace, and then be Purish. However, Kama Achreinim Achrelik, the Pardes Yomayim, the Rechashochon, they say no. The Isser, you write that it's the Isser to be Mishamish for Samach Leves. But what's the Vart of the Isser? The Isser is that maybe she's going to see. And since she's going to see, so Mela get out as soon as possible. They shouldn't come to such an Isser. The Mela is better to be Purish Miyad. Then there. Kinyir, the Chavetz Das understood that in Vadai, in Stafik Daraisa, might be the Vadai Derabanan. You have a Vadai Isser over Derabanan over here, then in a Chanami, one should not be Vadai over. Lalach Lamaisa, the place can say that we go like the Aruch HaShulchan, to be Purish right away, not to take a chance. However, they say that if there's a Tzad that he's going to be Maitzizera Levatola, if she doesn't feel that Mamash Revest is coming, then it's better to be wait a second, wait till the feeling subsides. And then be Purish afterwards. That's one possibility, one case. Agav, this is an interesting Pesach Shuvah. I'm not going to tell you what it says, but it just happens to be very interesting. The Pesach Shuvah says, he quotes a Maharam Machman, he doesn't tell you what it says. Ayin Shuvah, Shalos Shuvah, Shuvah Me'avah, Chelek Alas, Tzayv Simen, Ayin Gimel. That's the Tzivkot in Yudalav. He doesn't tell you what it says. If you look over there, the Maaseh Shaya was that if he was going to be, he was scared that if he wasn't going to be Purish right away, when he's piercing Nida, he was going to be Mazriah. And then the Ben was going to be a Ben Nida. Is it better to have a benida? What should he do in such a case? Shimon Ben Abba screamed at him. He says, what are you talking about? Just because you don't want a benida, so therefore you're going to be urban as a karis. Zichar, you can't do that. But the other case is, let's say it's Avra Yoyim Vesta. It passes by Oina Beninis. The halacha is, after you pass by a Veskavua or Oina Beninis, it's a Surah Ashitivdek. If he remembers in the middle of Tashmish that she did not do a bedika, what's the halacha in such a case? Should she be Purish or should she not be Purish? So, common place can say that in a Hanami, the truth is that it's a machlekis in the Gemara. I saw the Levushi Oyes Blyd Sarachin. Can you be Semich Bidiyevid on the Shita that holds? We pass in the halacha Lamaisa that you are Surah Ashitivdek. There's a Shita that holds that you don't have to do if you pass by the vest. And you don't have to do bediko. Can you be semich b'di'evet on that? I did see a number of places that said also, Kindimani Ravitzel Burgess went to say also that in a chanami to be perish be'ever meis, because in a chanami there's an isser, you wouldn't be able to be mamshech to be perish be'ever meis. Now, what happens if it's the one case that I encountered of somebody that told me that they had mamish re'e machos tashmish, pshutek and mashmo, after he was perish, he saw that she was totally perished in either. It was after such a case. It was such a case that it was after all the vestas passed, whatever it was, the Yom HaChodesh, Ein HaBeinonis, and it was day, I think, 33, Kimdumani, and he didn't know that he should be chayish for anything. What's the halacha in such a case? Is he an Einis? Is he a Shogig? Is he a Mezid? What's his halacha? He needs kapar? He doesn't need kapar? So in such a case, the Chura, once you pass by the Einis HaVest, so you have no Chiyah B'dika. If you don't have no Chiyah B'dika, so really this is totally in the Tshuvas Nayin Behuda, which is brought down the Pesach Tshuva. A woman that doesn't have a vest, Bethlehem, she's supposed to be Baidik before Tashmish, at least according to certain Shitas. That's the Minkov Peivav that we hope to see this week. In this case, if we paskin halacha lamaisa that you do not need a bedika, a woman that doesn't have a vest, then lachur, she's an oinis. Now, Ramosha holds that if you pass by your oinah beninis, then you must do a bedika before Tashmish each time. So this person was asked, we do not paskin this way. We do not paskin your chiv bedika. This person was asked, the person that teach him, that taught him, did he tell him that if you pass by your inabinus, that you're supposed to do anything before? He says, no, so once you pass by, you're a free bird. That should be the halacha lemaisa, that you are a free bird. There are places that say, I know Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz goes this way, that a woman should do after the inabinus passes, if she's still expecting, she knows she's not, she doesn't know if she's expecting, then she should do at least an external kinuach with big day tzivayinim to see if anything is going on. If she didn't, then it's hard to see that she's an oinis. She could have been mavar where if something is going on. If she did, nothing was going on, then in a chanami should be an oinis and she would not need kapar lachera. And we should never have this ever, we should never have to come to such a matzav to ever have to have such a shas.